Come on, that was weak. Come on, that was weak. The song says, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Does anybody have anything to give God some praise for this morning? I'm going to tell you, you ought to praise him because you are here. There are many who want to be here but can't come out. But God allowed you to get up this morning and allowed you to come out to the house of worship. And for that alone, you ought to give God some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't give God no weak praise. When you're at that football game, you don't get Alabama State no weak praise. You don't get Alabama no weak praise. You don't get the Philadelphia Eagles no weak praise. So why are you coming to God's house and give him a weak praise? When he's the one that gives you everything that you have, you ought to. Hallelujah. You got so much to be thankful for. My wife shared with me this morning there was a mass shooting downtown last night. And she said, you might want to call your brother and check on him. And that bothered me because he worked down there where they had the incident. But God is so good. When I called him, I said, man, I just wanted to check on you and make sure you were good. He said, bro, I'm not even downtown. He said, I'm in Destin, Florida. I said, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. And he said, four of the boys fell right where he would normally be. But God took him and put him in Destin, Florida to be with. Somebody need to give God some praise. Because when you worship a real God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got a lot to be thankful for. Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Father God, we come now to say thank you, Master, for this once again is another opportunity and for us to sit in your presence and to glean from you, which is to learn from you. Whatever it is that we need to learn today, allow it to resonate in our spirits. So when we leave this place, we'll leave it with a conviction. Yes, sir. One that's powerful. One that can reach the lost. We ask now for these blessings. In your son Jesus Christ's holy name, we do now pray. Let every heart say amen. Amen. We now have our opening hymn, hymn 258. Thank you. Favorite songs. I love when they say, I wish you wouldn't been there when I came through. The church was on fire with the Holy Ghost too. And I've been changed. The angels in heaven signed my name. I want to thank you. So thank you, Lord. I want to thank you. Sure, thank the Lord. I wish you could have been there when I came through. The church was on fire with the Holy Ghost too. I know for myself, y'all, I've been changed. The angels in heaven signed my name. I want to.
I thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but back at my old church, nobody would have been sitting. That's why those... Wait a minute, calm down. Calm the music down for me. I'm about to say something. That's why those unlearned, uneducated people at my home church have been able to accomplish what they've been able to accomplish. When a white man said that they couldn't have the land, God gave them all of that land. And a white man said that they couldn't build a church, God made sure not only they build a church, but they build an edifice. Somebody need to give God some praise. Sharecroppers. Many of them was just elementary school education, able to accomplish what many who have money have not been able to accomplish. Ha! That's a God. Amen. 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 Where I'm from, they call it the Holy Ghost headquarters. I'm trying to control myself because I feel the fire. I feel the fire. I know what a God can do. And when you trust in him and not in yourself, somebody better hear me today. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I'm on fire. My ears burning. I'm on fire. But I'm going to hold my peace until I preach. Amen. 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 If the officers will go ahead and come, we're going to move the pastoral prayer right before I preach for the preservation of time. Amen. If the officers would go ahead and come for the purpose of tithing and offering. The choir will have to give us a selection. Amen. Father, we come now, Master, to say thank you for these gifts that have been given here today. And Master, we pray, as we always do, because we are convicted in our spirits, that this money is not just for collection, but it's for changing lives.
Yes,
we pray that these funds reach someone in their down time and lift them out of the pits of life.
Yes,
we ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we do now pray. Now let all God's children sing.
Praise God.
Y'all better give him some praise. Y'all better give him some praise. Has anybody ever called on his name in the midnight hour?
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
If you've called on his name in the midnight hour,
yes, sir.
I have another question for you. Did he show up?
Yes.
If he showed up, I have one more question for you. Did he show out? Anybody feel like calling his name now? Somebody better call his name, because you got something coming down the road that you don't know about. You better go ahead and call him now. Amen. Amen. Call him when things are good. So when things get bad, he'll already be there. Somebody better hear me. I'm trying to help you. So when your storms show up, you already girded. So when those winds blow, you won't fall over. When those floods rise, the Bible says here, lift up a standard. Oh. Or your enemies can't eat up your flesh. Somebody better hear me. Amen. Amen. Anybody here ever been through some terrible times in life? When you had nobody but him to call on? And you felt all by yourself? Or there was a house full of people? But you still felt lonely? Like you was fighting by yourself? But when you called on that name they said is above all names? Oh, somebody better hear me in here. Amen. I'm trying to calm down. Amen. So I can preach. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. I needed to hear that one. I needed to hear that one. Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Father God, we come down to say thank you, Master, for this opportunity, Master, to stand before your people. And we pray that as we open up our mouth, that the words that come out are not mine, but are yours. Because we know that if it's sent from heaven, lives will be changed. Thought processes will be corrected. Crooked places will be made straight. But it must come from you and not from me. For I have no power, but you have all power. We ask now these blessings in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name. We do now pray. Let our hearts say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I won't be before you long, because when we leave here, we have to run over and take care of some serious business, which is to christening a baby for someone who has her eyes set on her God. I don't want to speak death into no one's life, and I don't want to speed it up. But we know that time is near. So we must hurry when service is over. So if I'm short with you, forgive me. Because I can't go over there and take a whole lot of germs with me. As a matter of fact, I'm probably just going to go hit that back door and hit the corner and come back this way. So excuse me for not shaking your hands. But we have to be as clean as possible. Amen. When we enter into her home. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to Proverbs chapter 4. We'll deal with verses 1 through 7. And I don't know how I'm going to preach this, because this is a long message and I got 14 minutes.
That's all right, Pastor.
We got to serve communion afterwards. Who's playing football today? I knew my friend would tell me. Amen. Proverbs 4, verses 1 through 7. It reads, "Hear ye children the instructions of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also, and said unto me, Let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live." Get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Amen. Just for a few moments, I would like to talk with you from this subject, get an understanding.
All right.
Once again, get an understanding. My proposition to you is this, which you've already heard, and all thy getting.
All right.
Get an understanding. Today we want to look at a few words that are very important in the Bible. They are so important that God ordained them to be a part of our journey in order to enter into the kingdom of God. Those words are understanding, wisdom, and knowledge. But of those three, the most important is understanding. I remember my mom used to always tell me when I was younger, son, make sure that you understand. I don't care what no one say to you, don't care what no one do, just make sure that in whatever you're dealing with, you get an understanding. And as I got older, I realized she wasn't saying just get my own understanding.
All right,
Lord. Which is where many of us go wrong. We get our own understanding versus getting the understanding. So in a situation, in order for you to operate properly in it, you must get the understanding. Not just a understanding. And that's where many of us go wrong, because when we get a understanding, we take that understanding and we run with it as if it is the understanding. And that's where knowledge and wisdom come into play, because knowledge and wisdom will confine us and help us to realize if the understanding we have is the right understanding.
All right.
See, understanding is important because when we look at those three words and how they're related to each other, knowledge is information. Understanding is comprehending that information. And wisdom is the application of that information.
Amen.
So without understanding, you don't have knowledge. You don't have wisdom. So you must get an understanding. Without an understanding, knowledge is just wasteful. And the application of that knowledge is unattainable if you do not have knowledge. And I want you to understand, I'm not talking about just general knowledge. I'm talking about godly knowledge. And I hear you say, well, Reverend, what that got to do with the world? Well, when we look at God and we talk about God's sovereignty and God being the Lord of everyone and God being the most powerful and the all-knowing, there is no other knowledge that's not God's knowledge. Even worldly knowledge is God's knowledge. We fail to understand that in many cases. That's why we have problems in this world that we have today, because we think that we can separate our knowledge from God's knowledge, and you can't separate knowledge from that who gave the knowledge.
That's right. Come on now. Come on.
Even if you have matriculated in your studies in school, that knowledge that you receive in school, guess who gave you that knowledge? God gave you that knowledge. You did not get that knowledge by yourself. God gave you that knowledge. So you must understand that in you getting the understanding, you need to understand who understands you. And we so operate in this world so many times without consulting God, without asking God, without considering God, without thinking about God, without believing in God, when He is the one who has given us everything. I'm hoping someone is getting an understanding today that without Him you have nothing, but with Him you have everything. Let me say that one more time. Without Him you have nothing, but with Him you have everything. And I know you might be saying, well, Reverend, I have acquired a lot and I have not consulted God. God said, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul? Money doesn't mean much to God.
That's right.
Material things don't mean much to God.
That's right. Amen.
Those things are used for the kingdom of God when you use them right. God has made you stewards over what you have.
That's right.
And what you have, you ought to give back to God. If you don't give it back to God, the Bible shares with us that such things become our gods. Lord have mercy.
That's right. Yeah. Preach it, man. Yeah. Preach it.
And the Bible shares with us that God said He will have no other God before Him. He said, I am a jealous God. Now we have no other God before me, and I dare lead this world with having small G-O-Ds before the one big G-O-D. Because when I get to that gate, I don't want Him to say, I'm not your God.
That's right.
There are other things in this world that you made your God. You put them before me. You made them your priority and not me. I want you to understand that in all thy getting, don't get just an understanding. Get the understanding.
Come on, the understanding.
Anybody can come up with any ideas or any thought processes.
That's right.
But is it right?
That's right.
Does it line up with the will of God? Is it biblical? A lot of times we like to exclude the Bible and operate outside of the Bible when the Word tells us that it is the instructions to get to heaven. If you want to get to heaven, you got to go through the Bible. You can't get to heaven without going through the Bible. And when I say go through the Bible, you got to get an understanding what's in the Bible. So in other words, we got to get the right knowledge. Let me condense this sermon because I'll be up here for another hour. Let me go ahead and tell you that your knowledge by itself is not the right knowledge.
Come on now.
Your knowledge by itself is not the right knowledge. If you are relying on your human intellect, you're in trouble. Your human intellect without the influence of the Holy Ghost is the wrong type of knowledge. What you mean, Reverend? I've been doing all that studying and I've been doing all that reading to gain knowledge. Yes, you're supposed to. But there should be a greater teacher than the teacher that you sit in front of. That greater teacher is called the Holy Spirit. The only way that you get the right knowledge is if God gives it by way of the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, if I stand up here and tell you something and the Holy Spirit doesn't give it to me to tell you, guess what I'm giving you? I'm giving you the wrong knowledge. The Bible goes as far as share with preachers, and I taught our preachers this in the preacher's class, that when we get up and we speak amiss, we speak without the influence of the Holy Ghost, and if someone go out in error, the Bible says the blood that comes from their fall is not on them, but it's on the preacher, because it's the preacher that gave the instructions. If the knowledge that you have is knowledge that's excluding the presence of the Holy Spirit, which means if he's not your guy who leads you on how to apply what God has given you, then the knowledge that you have is the wrong knowledge. So in thy getting, get in. Get the understanding. When you find yourself in a situation, don't just react. Ask God, what should I do? No, it's funny because I have a degree in accounting, and one of my friends said, man, why you don't do your own taxes? I said, because I'm not stupid. He said, what you mean by that? He said, you passed the test. I said, new laws come out every year. And I don't know what those new laws are. So why would I act out of ignorance, or shall I say arrogance, because I have a degree that I automatically know what to do? I said that to say, unless you know what's in the book, get in about you coming to church. You can come to church all you want to. You're not going to get this by osmosis. It's not just going to soak through your skin. You get it by picking it up to get an understanding. And the Bible teaches us that when you pick the book up to get an understanding, the Holy Ghost will meet you at your expectation. And when he meets you at your expectation, he'll show you stuff in that word that you never saw before. He'll make the words on that page live for you. He'll make those words on that page get off the page and live in your
That's
life.
Right. That's right. Yes. Right.
So many of us are concerned about the letter of the law and not the spirit.
Come on.
The letter of the law is only to tell you and show you where you're wrong. It does not give you the power to live according to God's will. It only shows you that something ain't right. But it's the spirit of the law that gives you power to live according to the law. So that lets me know that the only teacher that I can have to teach me how to live according to the law is the Holy Spirit. If you think just knowing the word is enough, it's not. The devil knows the word.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, he knows it better than you do. But he does not have the ability to live by it. He does not have the ability to apply it. He does not have an understanding. You got to get the understanding. And the understanding is beyond your human knowledge. The only way that you can get this understanding is by way of the Holy Ghost. John 14 and 26 says this. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, shall teach you all. Not something. But he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Church, this message is to help you to understand that you need to get a real understanding, because if you have not paid attention, the world is in need of you. The world is in need of real Christians, not nationalists who claim to be Christians.
That's right.
Not white supremacists who claim to be Christians. See, when you live by the letter of the law, you can do that kind of stuff because there's no spirit guiding you.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy. Amen. You want to know why there's so much trouble? And you see somebody who claimed to be a Christian? It's because they're living by the letter of the law and not the spirit of the law. And Jesus came to give the spirit of the law. He said, I did not come to destroy the law. I came to show you how to live the law, because I came to fulfill it. And all you're getting, get an understanding. Don't just rely on the preacher. I can't give you everything in 15 and 20
That's
minutes.
Right. That's right.
You better go home and pick that book up. And ask the Holy Ghost to meet you at your reading, so he can help you decipher what's in the book. Get an understanding. Get an understanding. And as I take my seat, make sure you get the understanding. Glory be to God. My Father's house is now open. If there's one who do not know God and free pardons of your sins, the time is now. The Bible says, find God while he is near, for surely shall come a time when God cannot be found. If there are one who would like to join, come up front and we will meet you at the altar.
Amen. We offer Christ to you, oh my.
Give your God a hand clap of praise. Amen. As we prepare to eat from the Lord's Supper, I'm going to ask you that you do a self-evaluation. Because you do not want to eat nor drink from this table unworthily. So as I pray aloud, I ask that you pray silently, that you will not put your hands to this thing that God has ordained, and your soul is not right. The Bible says some are sick, and some have even died because they put their hands to this holy table and their soul was not right. So I ask that while I pray aloud, that you pray silently, that there's anything in you that will put you in a place where God is not happy with you. You ask for forgiveness now so that you can eat and drink from this table worthily. Let us bow. Father God, we come now to say thank you, Master, for this opportunity to talk with you, to share ourselves with you, to willingly open up to you, to be transparent, to allow you to look into our very existence, into our souls, and make sure that it is clean. so that you will be happy with us. For there is an anointing that's on this dinner. This body of Jesus, this blood of Jesus has been anointed by you, that we can consume it and take him into our bodies only if we meet the standard. And that standard is that we do not have aught with our brothers and our sisters, but that we love each and every last one of them. And Master, we pray now that everyone who's under my voice, we pray that their souls are clean, their hearts are right, because your entire ministry was about love. We pray now that we are able to share love, show love, and give love. We ask now these blessings, Master, in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name, we do now pray. Let all God's children say amen.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Let us stand. We come now, Master, to say thank you for your covering. Thank you for your ability to keep us. And we pray that, Master, as we leave this place, that your spirit will go with us, that your power will walk before us, and that your anointing will fall freshly each day on us, so that when we walk not alone, but we walk in your power. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we do now pray. And allow all God's children to sing.